darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Yes!
Reunited, cause it feels so good.
Ooh!
Back.
Cause the darkness is hood. We'll never split apart. We'll always be together.
And we will take away the lightness from the light people. Yeah.
Including Wayne.
Darkness, oh, everybody. What?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Cody wrote that. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm reading right here. You know, I'm not gonna say. I'm not.
It says CJ finish it. P1 started. I'm looking at it right now, Cody. You
right.
told me last week when we went to go see the raid. Yeah, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm glad you crossed out that one part that says sing about Superman hope. Yes, I mean, I don't know how to work that in.
The kids die and shit like that, so
yeah, we just have to cut that out, too.
Is there anything there about four-month-old jokes, too? Or is that...
Well, he's the only one that's happy about mudslides. Like, long and get them kids hope. That's all that matters. I mean, I'm like, damn,
you can't get no kid four more months, Cody.
Hey, CJ... Speaking of the raid too, there was a little preview of some red balls with some capes on shooting lasers out. Cody was excited as hell when he saw that. I had to tell him to calm down. I was like, calm down, Cody. That's not Man of Steel. That's like a prequel to him or something.
Oh, and by the way, you know, you guys did a great job together on that movie, Raid 2. You made me so jealous to see it, man. I tried to find every ghetto bootleg in all of Ohio, and I couldn't find them. I went to every barbershop.
You know, that was the funny thing when we were doing that review is my whole intention was I'm going to make everybody fucking jealous. Everybody going to hate us. Because I saw it like a week. I'm going to scan them before they take it out. And I was like, yeah, Cody, you know, this would be a perfect opportunity to get a darkness review up. So
I mean, reviewed it. I mean, it was awesome. I looked up the when it's supposed to play for me. It doesn't even start for me until like the 11th of April, and it's only playing one day.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shit.
Oh, well, man, it sucks to be you, man.
You can't get that awesomeness that's called the Raid 2. Let your boogaloos. Favorite movie of the year so far. Oh my lord.
Yep.
Favorite movie or your favorite fight movie or all around favorite?
You know, all around favorite fighting movie. Probably, I'd have to think back, but probably right now my favorite action movie. I mean, like Cody said in the review, it just keeps getting intense. I mean, it they know when to crank that music, how to set. They know how to set up a tension mood. You know. So hell yeah, I'm all for that one. I'm telling people right, left, and right that, oh, it's playing out in LA. I'm just like, yeah, motherfucker, how could you not know that? You live down the street from
me. See, that's the thing. You guys talked about that movie so well. You even brought up the whole, like, Hammer Girl.
Yeah.
Y'all made a Hammer Girl sound sexy. I don't know how you're going to make a woman with a hammer in her hand.
You know what? Yeah. I figured you would bring her up because she sounds like something out of an anime. And I was
those two characters, those are straight up video game characters.
Yeah, and I was like figuring CJ would love these two characters right here.
Yeah.
Baseball Batman was the funniest fuck to me. I was trying to describe that to someone, Cody, and it was just like, so really he's Baseball Man. I was like, no, he uses a bat too.
Yeah.
He has no limit to his attack of power.
Oh, no, he does not.
No, you know, I mean, like we said in the review, the movie sets up good attention. It's got some drama in there. It's got a decent story. Not, like Cody said, nothing groundbreaking, but you know, you can follow it. And it's nice. Action scenes are well shot. The fight scenes are well shot. The comedy in there works. That they throw in there. Everything in, and even the music, like I was saying, the music works. I mean, everything. I was fine with everything in the movie, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's an action film, you know. I mean, as long as the action film makes somewhat sense but has some great action, that's all you really need from action.
Yeah, as long as you actually make out what's going on, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing about action films all these days. Unless they're a superhero film, they don't give a fuck about shooting action. You notice that in every superhero film, or at least most of them, you can tell what's going on, and you can see and all the detail I'm putting in. When you see like a regular action film, like that last Die Hard film or the Sabotage movie that came out, you don't know what the fuck they be talking about half the time. And this shit was in Indonesia, and I understood it better than
Well, you know what? And that's the thing, too, about superhero films. You can see what's going on because all they're doing is just posing. You know, they just pose. I'm like, throw a punch. You know, let me see some good action.
Kick Ass is the perfect example of that.
Oh, which one? One or two?
Both. Constantly posing. I mean, only thing this movie, The Raid 2, is missing was that Russian bitch from Kick Ass 2. I mean,
oh, Mother Russia, she it sounded like she needed to be in The Raid 2.
It sounded like she would rape the fuck out of all three of us.
Definitely.
And we'd be like, CJ, get her, man. You about her size almost, aren't you? Say, come on, CJ. Protect us, nigga. We pretty.
Should have some candles in the bag with some rose petals, and all you hear is some sexy music in the back going,
do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Be like, tonight I show you what the darkness is about. We're going to be like, no, no.
No, Mother Russia. Oh, no, don't put that in my Vladimir Putin.
And Vrasha, we show you what darkness is all about. What? Cody, you go first. We go by age.
That's shit.
Test the waters out. You got that muscular face working for you.
She should have blocked the hallway so he can't run. She gotta get some real Tetris and build up. Oh, she built both sides. The trap.
She gonna throw a lawnmower at his ass like she did in that movie. And man, as soon as that movie was, her kills were. There was some creative, interesting shit.
It was some great kid.
I couldn't believe some of the shit she was just picking up and murdering people with. Like, okay.
And it was so gruesome, but it was such a good kill that you kind of enjoyed it. You know,
those cops deserved it. You know,
they probably beat a black man or two in their day.
Especially after what they did to this homeless man in this fucking video I sent y'all.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, I know. You sound like we got a lot of stuff planned today on the darkness.
Oh, we have to have the darkness bright. Well, by the way, Cody, have you tried any of that limoncello I brought you back?
Oh, man, I'm saving that for a special occasion.
Oh, so you really are saving that for a special occasion.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to pop that open, so.
Once again, nigga, don't throw that bottle away. That's a special
I love that bottle, man. It's all, I'm staring at it right now.
And people, I brought back Cody some. I brought a lot of alcohol back from my travels.
Tell us about your travels.
Well, as much as I can talk about, yeah.
Okay.
All I gotta say is I agree with you guys 100% what you said last week. This point, I don't even need to see the damn movie now because I didn't see so much about this shit that I already know the fucking plot detail and points and everything about the damn thing. So it's a rent it. Night, everybody.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about?
I didn't see so much of Andrew Garfield's fucking face now that I already get his motor acting for this movie now. I'm just like, God damn, nigga, I'm tired of looking at you now. But I hear right now, like after I left, he's up in Wayne's area now, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you know Wayne's going to be sucking his dick. So.
No. He's not an 80 washed up action star, so Wayne's not going to be enjoying it as much.
You're my favorite Spider-Man.
I know, right? You love him over. And that's the one thing about Wayne. He shits me about that. I'm like, Wayne, you like Andrew? Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Like, oh, he might. I do love Andrew Garfield. I don't like that Tobey Maguire. He was awful.
Oh, man, you got to. I was telling Cody about this before I left town. But, man, you got to. Me and him had a long conversation about the Spider-Man franchise. And, man, he just kept saying some shit. I ain't going to lie. If he was here, I would have just looked over him, took a sip of my drink, and probably smashed that bottle across his head. The shit he just kept saying, whatever, how Spider-Man 2 was horrible and everything. I was just like, all right. All right, man. you got one more fucking time to say that movie. That movie's bad. And then when he told me, oh, all movies are cast grabs, I was just like, oh, my motherfucker. Go watch, like I said, go watch Raid 2. Go watch 12 Years. Like, go watch Dallas Buyers. Matter of fact, on Dallas Buyers Club, half the people that worked on that film did it for free.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shame because that was a darn good movie.
Can't tell me that. Well, you know, they got a little percentage at the end, obviously, because it made a lot of money or whatever. But you can't tell me that they did that for a cash grab. They doing shit for free. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody do shit for free except for Mexicans. But
I wonder, is he sitting outside the theater right now waiting for Sabotage? You know, they got his boy in there.
The holy motherfucker out there.
I think he even liked a bullet to the head.
Yeah, like, he did. Remember, he was defending it. He was just like, yeah, it's a dumb action film, but it's got Stallone in it. So, you know, it was going to be something for me. I was just looking at him like, that movie was a piece of shit. What are you talking about, man? Ain't nothing fun about that shit.
Wayne, he would go and see Rocky 18, even if Rocky's like 80 years old in the fighting ring. He would still make a defense about Rocky, you know. I'm like, good.
He's like, oh, mate, I only see 8 movies a year. I was like, that sounds like your fucking problem, then, nigga.
I mean,
you say one more negative thing about my Spider-Man 2, I'll put my foot so far up your white ass, you're going to be seeing some darkness, baby. Oh, it's too
creepy. Yeah, he only watched remakes and anything with Stallone and Arnold.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's depressing.
So, you know, hey, his most anticipated film is Expendables 3.
Oh, fuck.
See, I don't like, you know, Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. I mean, I'll watch it, but I don't like it. But I at least go out and try to expand my horizon, you know, and see what people like about it.
You know, I've told Cody plenty of times that everyone that comes out, I keep going to go see it to give it a chance, just so I can be on that level of understanding with it, and yet I just still can't get a hold of it. I still can't get a hold of it. I'm like, maybe The Hobbit 2 will do it for me. It's getting closer to the end, so maybe they'll kind of speed things up a little bit and just look at it. It's like, maybe the third one will be it. Yeah, maybe that'll be the one, you know? It's something that I don't like, but yet something I just keep on giving a try, you know?
I try, man. You know, and Game of Thrones coming back on, like, I'm already done with Game of Thrones. I'm just watching it now just to, you know, just to talk with people about it sometimes.
I'm getting back into my Mad Men style. You know, I'm getting my suit on and getting my cocktail over here ready. You know, I'm just spinning around to be like, it's the final season, so, you know, I got to get into the mood, you know.
Yeah, I got to catch up on that.
Yeah. It's actually pretty damn good, actually. But then again, you know, so is True Detective, and we don't do that at all. I was pretty upset about that, to be honest, but... You guys want to do Game of Thrones? That's fine. That's fine by me. I'll just give each episode a fuck it.
I know. I don't understand, man. I think he likes it because I try it. I mean, yeah, you get over the red wedding and you see Joffrey, but I don't like anything that takes place in the past, man. I hate anything in the past. I don't watch the 12 Years a Slave because it's in the past. You know, all of that. Everything in the past, that means I'm going to be a slave at one point. You know, at least in the future, I have a chance.
Hey, but you dug 300, didn't you?
You missed the point, Cody. He saw that with Wayne. That was different.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, that was a state. Okay.
Sorry, different context.
Well, by the way, PGI, I didn't find my Wayne while I was gone either, so I heard.
Yes, you did. I thought you got pictured with with Mario and Luigi. He was in some kind of Italian stuff together.
That was Princess Peach with a mustache. What are you talking about?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I told her, bitch, put this dress on.
Oh. I saw you giving her your mozzarella cheese all over there.
Oh, I had more than mozzarella cheese, baby. All right, well, I have some wait, that's French.
Bro, you go over there to learn about this culture, and then you come back to us like, lasagna.
Hey, I'm the only nigga that thinks Irish people say fucking shit. Oh, shiver me timbers.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm an uncultured nigga. If Italian people, it's the only consolation. I barely got to talking to most of you. I was pretty much working so and drinking. You guys make some hella booze out there. I swear, you can take like a horse carriage and you can have a sip of wine and they just hand it to you. Just keep on riding though. I was just like, damn, shit, all right. And CJ, you were correct again. Free wine on airplane. What the fuck do you think I was, man?
Man, Man, you guys, if you guys travel internationally, you will get free wine. They will just keep giving you wine. It's not the best wine, but it's free wine. Mm. You know, how can, you can't ask for nothing better than that.
Especially if you in first or business class. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, they probably give you a blowjob or whatever.
Oh, my God. They damn near will. Shit, she's like, if you like, I can clean the royal penis for you as well. I'm just like,
I have a hot towel for your penis.
I said, what did you say? She said, I can clean the royal penis for you if you'd like, sir. With a smile and everything. I'm just like, damn, my own girlfriend won't even do that shit. I mean, shit. Well, if you feel like it must be clean, it's been 2 hours, so come on, get up in here.
Hell, you're on the plane for like for at least 10 plus hours, so you better be able to get some kind of relationship going.
13-hour flight, yes, sir.
Oh, shit, 15 hours.
Yeah, you should have saw me times I paced back and forth. The motherfuckers and the coach was probably like, that nigga is a terrorist. Get that nigga. And then them cops probably going to shoot my ass like they did that homeless dude.
you know what? When I was flying back from Australia after that whole Malaysian plane got missing, because I think it was missing around Australia too, everybody was looking at me like I'm going to be the hero of this plane because I was like the only big Negro on there. Oh. And I didn't fall asleep. I was looking at everybody. I'm looking at Muhammad over there. I'm looking at Pakistan over there.
I bet you made eye contact with Muhammad over there, and he tried looked at you and said, "Don't worry, nigga. I ain't gonna get a ransom off your ass. You too, nigga."
Yeah. I'll let you go. Yeah, I'll let you go.
You know, it's funny because if you bring up that plane, I met an engineer who lives close to where I'll be at and stuff in the studio, in El Segundo. I forgot the name of the place, and they pretty much work on satellites, building them and putting all this futuristic shit on them and shit like that. And I said, so you guys are able to use Google to look in our backyard and all up in our homes and shit, but you can't find a fucking 300,000-pound plane? He looked at me and was like, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that. I said, what?
And then some, like a bag of orange hit you upside the head.
Yeah, and then next time I woke up like Tony Stark in the first Iron Man movie, I was like, what the fuck?
So you go all the way back there. So about this plane, like, goddamn it.
Motherfucker came up to me and said, so you an educated nigga, huh? You like to ask questions, huh? I thought we was having.
Yeah, like, how do you lose a plane?
I thought we was having conversations, man. What are you doing, man? You asked me what I do for a living, man. I thought I would just return the question.
Man, you know, do you notice, P1? You never pay attention to those stewardess until after you fly across the ocean. And then you're like, you know what? Those stewardess said that my seat is a flotation device. Put the mask over your face. Women and children first. You know, all that started coming over you when you look down and you see nothing but darkness of ocean, your black ocean.
Black ocean. It's like the black abyss or something like that. You think the Loch Ness monster is about to come out that motherfucker or something like that. I think I saw the hole of the Pacific Rim or something like that.
you might as well see that thing while you're down there. I mean, it's just so much darkness when you're flying overseas. There's no light reflecting off. If there's no moonlight, there's nothing but just black water.
One of the stewardess, you can tell, like, this was probably her third flight in the day or something like that. It was about 9 hours in. And I was pretty close to her where her seat is in a little area where they get the drinks and shit like that. And I was reading her mouth sometime, or it was halftime. She was like, motherfucker, fuck. She was like cussing on a rant. Then she'd come out and be like, you need any more towels, sir? I'd be like, no, but I can see you're having a bad day. She's like, whatever do you mean, sir? I was just like, that's all right. I don't need any more towels, whatever. You might go spit on it. And then I swear to God, as soon as she turned around, all I heard was, you bitch. I was like, what?
Damn.
Maybe she had Tourette's, man.
Not if you can whisper that shit. There ain't no. I said, well, I won't ask for another hot towel, bitch. Excuse me if I like to be.
She was just tired of putting it on your nuts. She's like, this is a 6-1 on his nuts today. I need to stop this.
He's had one on every 30 fucking minutes, okay?
His nuts should be roast nuts right now, and he still keeps asking for
it. I asked her if she wanted to taste one of my Darkio chocolate balls, you know. I was trying to help her out. I said, excuse me. You know what? I didn't show her what it was. She must have thought it was my balls.
Yeah, that probably would have helped.
Yeah, that's true, whatever. I just said, excuse me, miss, would you like to try one of my darkness salty balls or whatever?
You like to take my darkness in your mouth, man.
Hey, man.
I got this little small bag that got the darkness in
it. Hey, in front of me and shit. I was like, hey, little girl, how would you like to try a darkness salty ball real quick?
Mommy! Oh, that's the best when you have a little, especially when you're flying on the plane, you got a little kid sitting next to you. Because when I was flying back, there was this old guy, he was watching, what do you call it, the girl with the dragon tattoo right next to this little kid, you know.
Oh, shit.
And it got up to the rape scene, and he was just watching it and everything, just like, all of a sudden the kid looked over and was like, what? I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's one thing. At least they have some good movies on, so I'll give them that. Or then Men in Black 3 crying. I was like, oh, nap time. Oh, but I listened to you guys while I'm on my way here or whatever, on my way back, and I was like, these niggas, you know what, this is actually better when I don't have to be on. I can just listen. I like how Wayne's like, oh, you didn't post The Walking Dead. I was like, nigga, because you didn't send me shit. That's why. Trying to blame that shit on me. I asked him about it when I got back into town. As soon as I got off the plane, I asked him, hey, you think you can send me The Darkness? I can post it up or everything. He was like, yeah, and matter of fact, you can send me The Walking Dead one too, whatever. He's like, I thought I sent that one to you. I was like, nigga, you didn't send me shit. So I just went along with it. It's like, maybe it's just because I was out of the country or whatever. But I was like, but no, because I'm able to receive everybody else's fucking email. So that nigga just didn't send it. Lying, but, motherfucker.
You know, I had a good time recording with Cody last week.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Him and I, we were just dogging on everything. Just especially, we had some good comments and stuff, too, talking about Jane and all that other stuff. And
I think it was pretty much, you know, Jane, Spider-Man, and X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which was a P1 eccentric show.
I know. I'm like, where is P1 right now?
Everything about it like that. That's true.
And Cody, he's learned well not to read other people's fucking replies. So, good man, yeah. Cody. I was very proud of you when I heard that. I was just like, oh, thank God. I didn't even feel like hearing that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Reply at 6:11. Do you know that Ghost Rider woman was...
It's funny, because everybody knows I love my comic movies and shit, but the way people be talking about it in these comment sections, they be making it seem like it's my God's gift to Earth or something like that. I'd be like, man, your motherfuckers be deep about this shit. Like I told Cody with most of the Marvel, man, I just see him as fun fucker. I don't got time to be talking no deep shit with these motherfuckers.
Right. Especially with Marvel.
These motherfuckers be getting deep with it, though. Like, they be asking me these serious questions about DC and Marvel. I just be like, man, whatever, man. You know? Like, they talk about 2016, man. Oh, man, Super Captain America and Batman vs. Superman. I'm just like, man, if they both good, that sound like a good weekend for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't... Am I the only one saying this or something? I mean,
hey, you know,
nah,
that, like,
nigga, you got to pick one. Nah, nigga, why are you going to be like that? Nigga, you got to pick one. Which one you going to go see? I'm just like, both. I mean, nigga, yeah. You fake, nigga.
Ain't no comic fan. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Ain't like you about to get married to one of them. Just like, you got to get a wife.
Traitorous ass nigga. You always talking about that Marvel on there. Now all of a sudden you can't back them up when it comes out Batman. I'm just like I said, I gotta see both nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Don't you understand the complexity of that Captain America first movie about the Nazis taking over the world, enslaving the Jews and killing them?
You do realize that Captain, right?
Captain America, he punched Hitler in the face. That's why Hitler died. Never happened.
All right, well, you think that's going to happen, then okay. Well, man, I'm telling you, man, I be getting some deep Facebook comments about this. I'm just like, man, y'all be putting a lot of thought into this. Me, I just look at it like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this ain't my 12 Years a Slave or my Dallas Buyers Club or her or nothing like that. You know,
I know, like, when there's real social commentary to talk about, nobody's seen those movies, so nobody got anything to say.
Oh, nobody,
you know, like,
don't nobody put summer movies on their best of list of the year. Come on. If you do that, you ain't seen shit then. I'm sorry.
I try to go talk to people about movies, like you said, like her. I'm like, hey, man, you know, how what do you feel if that really did happen? How would that make you feel? Would you do that? nobody saw the movie to even communicate that. Right. But if I talk about Avengers, you know, they're like, I talked to a Cody out there that hates Iron Man 3. You know, like, man, you know, they took the Mandarin. The Mandarin was such a diabolical villain to Iron Man. Like, no, did you even see the cartoon show of the Mandarin?
Oh, man.
Like, he didn't do anything.
Man, I never really liked him. I've been saying that when Iron Man 3 came out. I was like, I never liked the Mandarin. And that cartoon, I barely liked the cartoon. Matter of fact, even in some of the comics, I really wasn't that big of a fan of Iron Man because I never liked the artwork. And the story was kind of like, whatever. I didn't really care for it. And plus, the artwork was just kind of shitty in a way. But I don't know. I just found it to be hilarious. I mean, if I had to go back on last summer and talk about any films, it would probably be Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Which I thought is, like you said with her, like, well, what would you do in this situation? So I'm like, I think that's actually a good social commentary film of motherfuckers. But a lot of people don't think that. But fuck you, it's gotten 3 Oscars. So. It's actually a controversy that Lana Del Rey's song for the music, Young and Beautiful, was supposed to get nominated, and there was something, or some reason why it didn't. I forgot what it was, but whatever. And World War Z, which I thought World War Z did something for different for zombies or whatever, but...
The way I view World War Z, I thought it was one of those movies where it's a good movie that you can watch with your mom or your grandma, you know, that kind of... Yeah. You know, it wasn't overly complicated. It was just, you know, just a simple A to B movie.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool how they changed the zombies of their motives of, like, wanting to infect people. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, all right, that's something new. You could go along with that. And the whole, as much as I like to talk shit about those special effects, how effective it is if it's moving that fucking... I mean, if it was rolling over like that, my black ass would have been like, Chris, let it go!
Turn to Phoenix Jones.
That motherfucker from the raid would have been sliding his feet closer and be like, oh shit! He would have ran. Baseball Batman would have got his ass murdered. Man, it's just something about being in a tight, enclosed environment. You got these things just piling up. They're moving so quick, they're just piling up over each other, rolling like a goddamn ball falling down a hill or something like that. I was just like, man, it's horrible effect, but it's effective at the same time. And that's kind of what you... I think that's acceptable if the effects are going to be bad.
Yeah.
As long as
they're effective. If you're going to have, like, hordes of homeless people getting together, they should have got together and protect their brother.
Mm. Oh, what
did you send me, man? You send me something about some homeless people?
Yeah, exactly. That motherfucker got his ass shot with a gun and then fucking with a fucking... goddamn, what's that? Beanbag gun. They shot his ass while he's on the ground still. I was like, I know he ain't moving, right? I feel like singing that Jay-Z. I feel like singing that Jay-Z song, Holy Grail, and shit. I was like, damn, bro. Because, by the way, that's all they fucking play out there, too. I was like, god damn.
Oh,
they
god. Yeah, seriously?
I was hearing a lot of that shit around. I was just like, what is that in the background when I was recording an episode by myself and shit like that? And at first I was bitching about this dog barking and grabbing. Then I took a stop and listened. I was like, wait a minute. Is that a why is that playing?
All right. Well, if you guys wondering, P1 sent me a video on YouTube, and it's called Homeless Man Gets Shot to Death by Police for Camping with ... So I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he was just camping on a property he wasn't supposed to, but obviously he's homeless, so he don't know no fucking better. So,
where the homeless stuff supposed to be going?
So pretty much, I love it. Well, I don't love it. That ain't funny, actually. Take that back. That could have been my black ass. Duh, sir, I don't know what that sign say. That nigga's resisting. Get him.
From a man who was homeless, you know, like, I take offense to this. Just because, like, come on. He's sleeping on rocks already. You know? Where else is this man supposed to go? Oh, God.
Well, they stuck some more rocks in his ass. Because at first, I thought the first shots, I thought those were beanbags, too. But then when they get closer to him, you see the blood on one of the rocks. And I was like, oh, they actually shot his ass.
That was blood on the rock. Because, yeah, when he gets shot, you don't see any blood spurts or anything. And he doesn't have, like, a sharp reaction.
So yeah.
I thought they were all beanbag shots, but apparently that's not the case.
And they stick that dog on him, too.
Yeah, they sick the dog. I'm looking at it. They sick the dog on this man. I mean, like, how many people they need to take down this one guy?
Yeah, they got like five dudes up there. full, like, almost riot gear.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, riot gear. It ain't even pistols either. These are full-on, like, sniper bullets. Like,
oh, God. They are just pumping shotgun beanbags into them.
Are you watching this now?
Yeah, I'm watching this now.
And the messed up thing is, too, all he has is a knife.
No, there's one, two.
Oh, well, my bad. I'm sorry, Cody. Now, either he must be the most pro-expert knife thrower or something like that, or these niggas was really scared of that knife, because I barely saw the knife, personally. So it must have been the tiniest fucking thing I ever saw. Even when they put their hands on his arm.
Oh, God.
Like that,
oh.
The dog, I mean, I was having flashbacks. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, this is worse than 12 years later, right? I was like, damn, this is gonna be some shit CJ gonna get into, and me and Cody's gonna be watching, like, nigga, don't help him. Shit, Cody, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. As soon as they tell me to drop the knife, I'm dropping.
That nigga probably was
they probably
scared,
wouldn't tell me.
You saw them big ass guns? That nigga was probably like, look, I don't know what's going on here, but because he wasn't moving at all.
Yeah, dude, they throw like a flashbang or a smoke grenade at him too. Like,
is it training day? So they just threw everything at him? Do they just round up homeless people?
I'm not trying to make light or laugh at the situation, but it's like, it's just fucking crazy.
I think this is what really happened. They actually went, kidnapped some homeless people, put them out here in the Hunger Games, just start training. Yeah.
The Hungry, Hungry Games?
The Hungry Games out here. Cause look at all these guns. They're yellow and black, and they got dogs. They got a teammate.
I'm with Cody, too. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, no, but that dog looked like he's ready to attack some terrorists or some shit. Like, that dog is off the chain.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when they even try to pull him off, that dog is still grabbing on. And like you said, they threw a smoke. I thought they were Batman for a second. I was like, what the fuck? I thought he was going to vanish. I was like, did he just do some super shit? And like, just threw a little fire and going to run off or something like that? What was that? And then they opened fire. I was just like, damn. And like Cody said, he didn't even have a reaction to that, but even when the flashbang got thrown, he was just still standing. I was like, this brother is the most calmest homeless dude I've ever met in my life. My ass was crying. I shit on myself. What's that noise? I shit on myself. He's using a weapon. It's a biological weapon. Open fire. And then even as he's on the ground bleeding and shit, they still open fire on him with beanbags.
Yeah, like, seriously?
Like five times.
Man, I will say fuck these cars, but I'm a little afraid right now.
They can't find you. Don't worry. They can't find the doctor.
All over the internet, man. Cody found him in one day. Come on. How the hell you think they can't find us? We've done about 17 of these episodes now. I think this is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I feel sorry for all you people out there, all the brown people. If you are homeless, you have a lot more to be afraid of than just losing your home.
That's for sure.
This was some fucking purge shit right here. Anarchy.
It's funny, too, because didn't they just release the trailer for the purge?
That bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. Whatever. People keep saying, that looks like what you want to be one. Yeah, so did the last one, too, buddy. It's the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
I see smell another Paranormal Activity franchise on the way.
Oh, God.
You smell that, Cody and CJ?
Fucking need.
What is up with these horror people that just want to live in these messed up worlds? They're like, oh, man, I really wish the world was like that for real. You know it will be. You know, you close a Walmart down for 1 hour, and we're going to kill each other. Like, no, we're not.
I like how they keep saying it. It's because it helps the economy. How the fuck does that help the economy? Like,
those nonsensical fucking story.
I'm going to say, if anything, man, you... Don't even make any. Like everybody keeps saying, that was such a cool idea. I was just like, you do know the story of that first one, right? This got brought up by our government because they wanted to help the economy. So the only thing they could think of was, let's just have an all-out day where everybody murder themselves and rape each other and shit like that. It's like,
yeah, so
it's not like the ambulance or the fire truck work off commission now. I mean, I don't see how this helps at all, personally.
You rape the deficit. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know people that they're like any violent stupid idea or whatever, they just go along with it. But yeah, like this video of this homeless, cause I'm watching right. God damn, dude. Talk about nonsensical attacks here. But
yeah,
once again, I want to congratulate you guys. You guys did a great job last week. I was laughing my ass off. Highly entertained, I must say.
Well, thank you, sir.
Highly entertained. Now, granted, I forgot what you niggas was talking about, but that's
because you don't fucking know how to fucking listen.
I saw the little post which I talked about. I read it. Figured it would have been funny anyway.
You bastard.
Hey,
we were doing your job since you were gone, mm-hmm. man.
Hey, I was
reviewing trailers.
But then I realized, I was like, oh, it's like 4 a.m. and I just drunk a lot of. I drunk one of them bottles of lemon.
you were so drunk. People, if you guys were seeing the text message this man was sending on Facebook, you're like, hey man, I'll be there soon. And,
hey man, I know it's like a laugh at the end.
I'm like, Negro, it's like 4 a.m. where you are.
It was almost as if I was prank texting him and shit like. Yeah, I'm gonna be home, man. Just wait another hour.
I forgot your behind was in Italy. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. This Negro's in Italy. Mamma mia, he ain't recording nothing.
Especially when I saw that time frame when this nigga was telling me, it was like, it's only 5 p.m. I was just like, damn, nigga, it's like 2:30 a.m. right now. Oh, okay, well.
You had the nerve to say, yeah, just give me a half an hour and I'll be there. A half an hour? You got to be asleep, man. I know how to jet lag
On the Walking Dead one, my black ass fell asleep like a mother. I was just like, I woke up the next morning, I saw these messages. I was like, oh, shit, I did say 30 minutes, not fucking 12 hours.
I wake up getting ready to go to work the next day. I see a text from him. Hey man, you ain't here? Where are you? Oh, okay. I guess you sleep now.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, I'm sleep.
And then the darkness thing. Now, granted, and I ain't gonna lie, I was up that day, but I didn't hear a goddamn thing go off because they had this music playing in the street. I was in the streets. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, that's when I was sending you those texts. I was fucking with you. Hey, CJ. Hey, man. I sound like Jack Nicholson. Hey, man. Just wait a little hour. I'll be there for you. I was like, what a foolish nigga. Hey, check this out. This nigga believe me.
I'm like, Cody, man. Just think of something. We need to do this show.
Hey, Emma Stone, where you going? Hey, oh, bitch, that's why you die in the next movie anyway, bitch. Bitch. Hey, wait, I still love you, though, girl, even if you did movie 43. Don't worry. That's all right, though. I mean, what's that bitch name?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cody, because I don't remember the bitch name.
I was going to say, don't forget, Mr. James Gunn did a segment movie 43 as well, so...
So, okay, that is true, man.
And Chris Pratt was in that movie, too.
Okay, so, never mind.
Let's not judge.
Ooh, got a shock out.
Feel so in the feeling.
I swear to God, somebody was playing on the plane. I looked over and was like, and that motherfucker was just singing along. He was the happiest white. He was like that white dude from that Boondocks music video of Dick Rod and Obama. Just dancing his ass off. I was like, okay. And people said this movie is going to be hard to market. I was like, look at that white dude over here. He don't know a damn thing what's going on in that movie. But since he's got that song in it, he's just like, this must be a new hip-hop thing for the kids this day. Over there dancing his ass off. Look through the feeling, bad in the bed. Gotta believe it. So, fuck that movie. I want to see that song again.
I know we're going to think of the 90s all over again. We had nothing but those songs going on in the 90s. It was Ooga Chaka and Uchiwali Bang Bang.
Oh, hell yeah. And My Neck and My Back and shit like that. And Whisper Song. Can you guys realize we've been going on for 39 minutes? Fuck. Do we have any topics?
Yeah, we were talking about Mr. Homeless Man over there.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, Cody, did you bring up anything else before we get into our major one we want to get into?
Shit, no. I couldn't think of anything else or anything else interesting.
All right, good. Fuck you, Nick Cannon. We getting that then. Can't stand
this. Get right into it.
I can't stand this. First of all, I never understood. Man. I'm going back when I was in 10th grade, and I was in the 11th grade class, science class, with all these hot-ass 11th grade girls and shit like that. And they'd be like, yeah, Nick Cannon was good and everything. I'd be like, yeah, we still talking about that nigga that sung that song about a gigolo or something?
Oh, shit.
How did we miss that in our hip-hop show, first of all?
I totally forgot about that bullshit.
And R. Kelly with that fucking mask on. I'm a gigolo and a lot of dope. What?
Oh man, I remember when they used to, back in the day, when he was first started to get his stride and whatnot, they used to tout him as the next Will Smith. You guys remember that?
Oh
man, yeah.
Please tell me y'all remember that shit.
I do remember that. I'm not even a big fan of Will
Smith
anymore.
Right.
I wouldn't even put Nick Cannon.
Like, come on, man, that's insulting.
Really is.
Man. I knew I didn't really like him when I saw that movie Drumline and Argo.
Yeah, oh, trying to make him a leading man. Get the fuck out of here.
I didn't like him when I saw that movie. What was the first one he did with Christina Milian?
Oh, the nerd movie where he was a nerd.
Christina Milian is like mine. Like, people say Megan Good, Holly Berry. Christina Milian was my thing growing up. I was like, that is the baddest. I said, who she dated? You got to be. No, I got a chance. Who is she dating? Get the fuck out of here. You got to be getting the fuck out of here. I was like, oh, ain't no way. Oh, this fine ass woman who can have any woman, any man, woman, transvestite, crippled, child, whatever it is she wants. She can just walk in the store and hillbilly, and racist niggas will throw their cells at her or whatever. Don't even know what the fuck she is and throw their cells at her. You mean to tell me she's with this nigga? Are you kidding? And then when I started finding out the women he was cheating on with her, I was like, that's stupid. But I was like, they fine too. And then you see his wife now. He's like, all right, man, come on. And like Cody said, I never understood this bastard. Still don't understand his ass.
No,
I mean, he goes all the way back to Nickelodeon when he was on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, he gave his own fuck. He had two shows actually.
Yeah, first he was on SNICK. You know, and I mean, he was all right.
No, he was never all right.
Man, if you look him up, because when I got back in town, that's all people kept fucking asking me about. Damn, dude, this thing is pretty crazy. I was like, what's crazy, man? What happened? I've been going for a while. This Nick Cannon thing. I was like, really? I said, you do realize he's not the first person to do this, right? It was just like, but this is bigger. I was like, how is this big? All right, whatever, man. And then I started when I was I had made a tweet about it. I think like maybe yesterday or 2 days ago. I'm not sure. Yeah, it was on Monday. Did a tweet about it because I'm in the 7-Eleven. I'm getting me a cranberry juice and a banana, ready to start my day and shit like that. Getting my usual. I look up at the TV, and this nigga in a white suit with blonde spots in his head is on Good Morning America. And they're asking him serious fucking questions about racism and shit. And I'm like, who the fuck gives a shit about Nick Cannon's opinion about fucking racism and stereotypes? I was like, he's still a thing?
Yeah, because he's still putting his thing in Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
How the
you know,
fuck
she had that one
that?
You know what? I actually saw like him talk about the story about it, and if he never got with her, if you would have heard some random person talking about how he got Mariah or what he wanted to do, you would have thought he was crazy because he said he used to put her poster up in his room, he used to almost like worship her and pray to her and like masturbate to her all the time. Then he ran into her backstage and say like, "I love you, I've been loving you, I got pistols on the wall for you," and she's like, "Oh, that's cute."
Wow.
That's when she decided to marry him.
I don't blame him. I had posters of that bitch on my wall too. I was jerking off to that motherfucker.
Yeah. But it just shows how crazy Mariah Carey is that some guy can just hang up posters on y'all over the wall and you just tell her that hey, I really love you and
man,
I'm a master.
Mariah Carey is still a fine ass woman. I mean, I'd sell CJ both his nuts again. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
I mean, shit, Cody. Would you not hit that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would.
Would you date that?
No.
Probably be a little nervous now with her drunken abilities. But then again, Cody would get along with that. He'd be like, girl, you get fucked up too? Shit. her and Cody be having like fucking, they be getting arguments, but I bet I get more fucked up than you do. Oh, is that a challenge, nigga?
Is that Mariah Carey saying that?
Hell yeah. Cody be like, well, you don't know me. I'm sorry, but to have Christina Milian and go to, like, you know, most people like downgrade, you know, you got, okay, Ryan Reynolds go from fucking Scarlett Johansson to Blake Lively. Blake Lively ain't ugly, but I don't know if you've seen Scarlett Johansson lately. And then you see this nigga goes from Christina Milian to Ryan Harris. It's like, that ain't a downgrade. That's like, hey, that's like on level. That's on
point. Nah, I would call that downgrade.
I mean, compared to her, yeah, it is. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, nigga, like, man, I'd be happy with either one. I mean,
I know you.
So, I'd be like, I get that drunken bitch on stage. Fucking Nick Cannon, where is Nickelodeon? Yeah. Thing is, you look him up, because I looked him up or whatever. You know how they do the little Wikipedia thing on the side with his photo and all that shit, whatever. Let me just read off what this shit says. Actor.
Actor.
I laughed. Rapper. I remember saying, oh yeah, that nigga is a rapper. I forgot.
He is. He's the discounted Will Smith.
He's worse than Will Smith because he thinks he's gangster, though. He thinks he's gangster. Come on now. You can't. You've seen his videos. I mean, does he not portray himself as a wannabe gangster in these videos?
Oh, Jesus, man.
I'm not finished, though. TV star.
All he does is just announce people to come on stage. All right, from Ohio, lady that juggles cats. You know, that's it.
I'm not finished. Host.
That's the same damn thing.
I'm not done. Producer.
You can put your name on anything nowadays, you know?
I'm not done. Comedian.
Oh, God. Fuck.
Hey, he just made us laugh, so...
I'm not done.
You got a point.
I'm not done. Record producer. I'm not done yet. Entrepreneur. And the last thing that just made me... Radio and television personality. That nigga ain't got no personality.
How do you differentiate that from host and
Oh, one more thing. American. That nigga ain't American. I don't know what he is. That nigga belongs in Uganda, making them best of the best.
Who gets got that knowledge?
I think I saw that nigga eat the poo-poo video.
You know what? That's why he married Mariah. At least she got some money and royalties.
I even personally think she got more sense than this nigga after I saw this nigga on Good Morning America with that fucked up hair. I was like, you know what? I thought she was crazy, but apparently she's got more sense than this nigga does. So, and then he has a nerd talk about, it's just for comedic purposes. You know, I do it. He's like, my shout out goes to Robert Downey Jr., you know, because he did it in Tropic Thunder. It's like, you know. Robert Downey Jr., fuck you, you bastard. Robert Downey Jr. has talent. Okay?
Yes.
To put your love. Cody said it best when I sent that video to you guys. Fuck this guy. Compare himself to Robert Downey Jr. It's got to be like a goddamn black man comparing himself to a black woman. It just don't match sometimes, you know?
I just don't understand. Like, what's the point? What was the point of doing it? It was...
If you guys want, I got a video clip for it. Because everybody knows his new album came out today, matter of fact. Oh, God, I don't even hate this. White people party music.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
I think, you know what, I think the darkness should branch off not only the movie reviews, but album reviews as well.
You gotta make me shoot myself.
I just hit my wrist right now.
Hey, trust me, I heard the Kim Kardashian album. It can't be no worse than that. I mean... If it's worse than that, then I haven't heard yet. Her and what's that other bitch named? The Hilton bitch.
I knew she had one. I didn't know fucking Kim.
Oh my god, it's horrible, dude. It's horrible. If this white people party music is worse than that, I will hang myself this Friday, people.
I bet niggas is like, get that album to P1 real quick.
Go have ourselves.
Just don't listen to it, guys. Let's
go have ourselves a hang on, right. Nick.
All right, let's hear this bullshit clip real quick.
So we can get on with our show.
Alter Ego, you gotta see this. Welcome back to Clever Music. This is a weird story that we have for you guys. Nick Cannon is apparently coming out with a new album.
Fuck he debuted you,
Nick Cannon. A new alter ego wearing a red hair wig, painted white face,
you
fake teeth,
fool.
Beanie, and plaid shirt on his Instagram, exclaiming, "It's official, I'm white." Hashtag white people party music. Hashtag good credit, hashtag beer pump, and more. So his new album is called White People Party Music, Clever.
Fuck you, bitch.
Nick posted a video revealing his new alter ego's name. Take a look.
Connor Small, that's the name, bro.
Connor's bro-tastic is solidified in part two of that video. Watch this clip.
This guy's good, bro. He's gone. If you like freestyle.
In front of the Staples Centers, too.
In front of some crazy homely black person.
So clearly, yeah, this is making fun of skater boys and frat bros.
This is making fun of things.
His first album in 11 years, and we gotta admit, it's controversial and genius. Drops April 1st on April Fool's Day, so who knows if this is just a huge prank on us all or not. White People Party Music supposedly features Akon, Pitbull, Future, and more. The internet is going absolutely crazy over whiteface spoof of blackface, calling Nick racist, and Nick is seemingly loving it. Remember, he's a comedian, you guys.
Fuck this bitch, dude.
Funny how people take themselves so seriously. People love drama. We feed off of it. Just relax and have fun. He has also retweeted tons of drama-filled tweets, including, "I love how offended people are by at Nick Cannon putting on white
face.
It's a brilliant way to market his album, hashtag white people problems, hashtag kudos." Nick posted this picture of Robert Downey Jr. in blackface from the Tropic Thunder movie, captioning it, "Shout out to at Robert Downey Jr. This is one of my favorite characters of all time. Hilarious. There is a big difference between humor and hatred." Do you guys think so? We don't think Julianne Hough meant hate.
All right, fuck this bitch. I don't give a shit.
For anybody to even care about what Nick Cannon is doing, this whole week been crazy with race. The whole thing with, the Stephen Colbert thing and the Ching Chong Ding Dong and all that stuff.
Fuck you, Nick Cannon. First of all, don't ever compare yourself. And who the fuck is this bitch interviewing? Don't ever put yourself in the same category with fucking Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. might as well be God, and this motherfucker is Noah. All right? They ain't not even in the same category, all right? I mean, god damn. That Stephen Colbert thing is stupid as fuck, too.
It's just all stupid. I mean, you know, people just take things, so when they get offended, they just want you to know how offended they are. Like, oh, I'm so offended. Here, listen to why I'm so offended, and you should be offended, too. Like, who gives a shit? Just ignore it.
Why I brought up I wanted to listen to the whole video of this thing, too, is that, because this bitch is saying, controversy and clever at the same time. Good job, Nick. I'm just like, bitch, ain't a damn thing clever about
it. Nothing clever. Nothing. That is
That's because you got to get some bottom feeders to get all mad and huffy and puffy about it.
I ain't like the movie, but I could sworn the Wayans brothers did this. I mean, there's a lot. Right. Who hasn't done this before? Like, ain't a damn thing clever. Another thing is, it took Nick Cannon to post a tweet about the difference between humor and racism. I'm fucking disgusted with you, America.
I like how you said. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I like how you said he thought he was offending people with white face, but no, he's really offending people by being alive.
Oh my god! Damn. Milton Smalls, bro. Wow, someone's destroying this dude, man. Oh my god, nigga. If you don't get your... I'm offended. I'm offended person. People are like, P1's offended by... No, I'm not offended by him putting this over. I'm offended that how stupid America is. Do you think that Nick Cannon is the first to do some shit like this? Not only be the first to do some shit like this, but you think that it's
clever what he's doing, because he's trying to show you the difference between race, humor, and hatred. And he keeps posting tweets about the difference between people that get mad about human race. It's like, this nigga, oh my God, nigga.
You're supposed to even know the meaning of humor. Like, what the fuck?
That's another thing why I'm so upset. Clever? He doesn't even know the meaning of humor. He doesn't know what humor is. Non-acting son of a bitch.
Non-rapping son of a bitch.
Non-producing acting son of a bitch.
Non-hosting son of a bitch.
Non-entrepreneur son of a bitch. Oh my god. I mean, the only reason why we probably never brought a Nick Cannon up is because I didn't know people still thought about his ass.
I think we're all just trying to forget.
Apparently not. apparently not. Because he's got followers backing him up on this now. You see in the video on his tweets, he's got over a fucking 1 million retweets and shit. I mean.
And they're all soccer moms who watch that American Next Talent.
That's all. Probably fucking. Oh my. It's insulting. And yet what he does is clever, but Stephen Colbert is the racist.
Right.
And when clearly one is doing satire and the other is just a fucking moron. This is how you know the Darkness Brothers aren't racist, because we're defending the white guy over the nigger.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, he did drop that shit.
I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. Nick Cannon's a nigger.
Wow. I don't endorse that, people.
You know what? I want to say one thing. Because we had this conversation when I was out of town about the N-word or whatever. And I was like, you know, there was that one point in my age where I didn't want to say that anymore. And then I realized, you know, I tried to stop saying that. But then growing up in Compton, you know, you see black people around and you just look at them and you shake your head. And you got no other words to say, but damn, that nigga right there, I swear. So now I accept it and embrace it, and I gotta tell you right in here, as I look at this video and watch this nigga with these goddamn cornrows in his head that's blonde or whatever, I go, damn, this nigga right here, fucking, wow, if Sarah Palin set the women movement back 200 years, this nigga set niggas back for another 450 years, so I think they got a new movie on it, they said Cornrows the Nigga Movie.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I can't stand you, Nick.
Well, then, I guess it's time for us to move on.
I'm sorry. I'm insulted by so much on this thing, especially this actor, comedian, rapper, entrepreneur.
Okay, that's the most insulting part. That right there. Get the white face stuff, forget everything else. That.
It's funny because we never even talked about the racist part of it. We just
we just attacked them.
We just attacked Nick Cannon himself.
I'm sorry.
What do you do? What do you do wrong? I don't know.
Fuck that nigga.
I know this nigga got about 10 job titles that don't fit his category at all. That's what I know. I'm a little insulted by it too. Whatever. You know, we next week we gotta watch his music video. I heard he released one, so. And I quote from: "I bet you if Eminem named his album Black People Rapper Music, it'd still go platinum." Once again, comparing himself to people that are way talented than him. Oh, this nigga is insulting. Oh. Next thing you know, he's going to be saying he's funnier than CJ or something like that. Or he looked more like Michael Ealy than Coley, dude. I don't know.
You don't hear us comparing ourselves to other people because we're original. Damn it.
How many black and white jokes we done made on this fucking show about white face and shit? And this nigga comes out with an album, all of a sudden it's just like, it's clever. It's fucking revolutionary, dude.
It was cliche written shit.
I ain't even saying, like, we famous or anything like that, but I'm just saying, if we doing it, you know goddamn 1 million other fucking people doing it, too. But this motherfucker does it. It's clever. It's revolutionary. I've never seen this. It's inspirational. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you, nigga. Jesus Christ. Now, back to our questions now.
There we go. There we go.
I missed the
show. Oh, man, that was good venting. That was good. I needed that. We needed that.
A lot of anger and frustration, because that was the first thing I heard when I got off the fucking plane, too. Been holding this shit for a week. And when I thought that one person just asked me about it, I was just like, oh, well, he likes reading about all pop culture. And then, you know, I'm getting messages and shit about it. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Why is this making news? But whatever. Amethyst Chaos, she says, Am I the only one who wants to see Lexi Alexander's Punisher with the Joss Whedon Avengers? Yes.
If they could... If they consider it, how would my darkness brother like to see it done? Although it would be a very short movie. Oh, we mean see it done. The Punisher shows up and blow people's head off. We ain't got no right in this movie.
How would you like
He'll beat the shit out of Ultron's ass. That's all I got to say.
I believe that.
Yeah, just make them, you know, put them in all superheroes. Just make them show up in the Justice League movie when they fight Darkseid or whatever, and...
Yeah, but you can't bring without that that black cop, though. You need him, too.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, Frank, you're in everybody's movie now.
You know what? He isn't Thor, so, you know, maybe... You know,
oh, that's true. I totally forgot about that. That's right.
Maybe he'll take that fat suit off and put that vest on and all that. Maybe he'll just, like, you know, get crazy one day or something like that, you know? That'd be badass if he did that on set, though.
Like, he just lost his shit or whatever and just like, I know how to handle this. Takes out a rocket launcher and just blows up Ultron.
Like it jumps on a chandelier for no reason. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Ultron's been... Which, by the way, did you guys see the photos for Scarlet Witch and shit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about that last week.
Did you guys?
We kind of talked about how she looked good, but then we looked at Quicksilver and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you're wearing that.
Like a jumper suit or something like that. I was like, is that costume?
Ooh. Yeah, he's got that shit from Big Five. That's all that was.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, a wax suit, dude.
And then that white hair, like he got it from Hot Topic or Spencer's or whatever. I'm like,
I like the facial look of him. I give him that. The suit, I don't know what the fuck that is. It looked like a wet suit. But Scarlet Witch, that looks hands down just like the bitch. I mean, Elizabeth Olsen, she tapped in her crazy ass powers or something like that. But yeah, in that scene, I hear that it's supposed to be Hawkeye. I heard he got injured or doing some editing and putting the Punisher in there on chandelier. So.
There you go, Miss Chaos. You got your wish.
Yeah, put her in a put the Punisher in every movie. You know, put him in Toilet and Slaves. Yeah, that works out.
Oh my goodness, that wouldn't even be a horror film. That would just be like an action relief film.
Oh, the Punisher travels back in time.
Kill all the slave masters.
He's like, and I thought New York in 2014 was fucked up. And he's just like, I need more ammo. Starts hunting down all the slave masters. little slave boy comes up to him.
Ooh, and this is what happened. A whiplash falls into a time portal, too, and ends up back in time. So he is the head ringleader of all the slave masters.
Sure?
That's why they all whipping the slaves.
Sure, Whiplash wasn't the Punisher's villain. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
No, he's a 12 years a slave villain now.
He's a 12 years about to be in the X-Men villain as well. It'd be funny if, like, I swear to God, Magneto, like, shoots out some telephone cord and then it hits somebody. I'm gonna be like, that motherfucker cannot just get over whipping people, can he? I mean, shit, it's in his blood now. Damn.
You know, it should be back in the 70s, and you know they had nothing but payphones, so he could be pulling all those metal payphone cords, just slapping.
That's why they should do that X-Men in the 80s or whatever, so he could realize, fuck, and we ain't beating niggas like we used to back in the good old 70s, you know?
That's my mutant. Give back my mutant. You ain't nothing, boy. You think it'll go live with Xavier? You think Xavier gonna save you?
That's why Xavier in the new movie trailer, he's look like he's done. He's just like, I can't take all this pain and beating or whatever. Every time he beats someone, my mind, cerebral, we find it. And, you know, we gotta watch it. It's like when Magneto stuck that coin through Kevin Bacon's head or whatever and shit, and he felt all that pain where he feels the pain of the slave.
I can only guard them for so much. You see them getting whipped by all. Charles, you must let go.
That was like the biggest fuck you I've ever seen. Don't do it, Eric. Don't get out of my head, Charles. I was like, damn, dude, this is some deep shit right here. And that's what broke up the bromance. But anyway.
And he got shot in the ass because of him, so.
Did you see that, though? Magneto was ready to kill a bitch for that ass. So he's just like... like, he stopped it. No, Eric. This is because of you. And Eric looked at him and was like, you're right, brother. It was.
I was like, damn. It was, you know, that's probably how they first... They probably had a gay scene together, and that's exactly what happened. Like, ah, my ass!
Man, shout out to Fassbender and McAvoy. Man, they sold that shit like perfect. I was just like... You guys remember the animated show when they had that those episodes where they teamed up together and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibes I was getting off when I was watching. I was just like, these two, like, have some, they got some serious love for, that's some serious respect for another. I mean, they got some Joker Batman opposite shit going on right here. It's like they need one another or something. You know what I'm saying? Damn, can you imagine if Joker was teaming up with Batman? That'd be some funny shit, actually, right there. yeah, fan, somebody write that, by the way. Fan fiction, that shit. Next one comes from Steve. He says, really, Cody, you don't think the studio had anything to do with the sequel for Spider-Man?
I didn't say they didn't have anything to do with it. I just said it looks like they're giving Webb more freedom. Now, whether that's true or not, that remains to be seen, obviously. So, I don't know. Maybe P1 will have a better assessment of that than I do because, you know, he was in it. So.
Yeah, he was yeah,
and
he
was, worked on it as well.
We need another black stunt devil. Jamie Foxx need to take a rest.
Yeah, he got to go film Django Part 2 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I can tell you this right now. Studio is heavily involved in this fucking film.
Well, there you go.
Studio ain't letting this motherfucker. Did you see the trailers? I mean, it's like 20 of them. I mean, studio's putting a shitload of money into the marketing for this. They're putting a shitload of money into this. Is their baby. Which is funny because Cody said Skyfall was for Sony or whatever. They didn't put shit for that movie. I mean, that movie grossed way more than the Spider-Man movie did, but they have put in so much effort in this film. I mean, they are all over the country right now going every week. There's a different country marketing this film. The studio has a... Cody did correct you, Steve, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yeah, he's correct. The studio has heavily influenced in this film. I haven't seen the movie yet, though, so I don't know. But, yeah.
I'm also trying to remain optimistic because last year those comic movies kind of brought my soul down. So just trying to be happy, you know.
Yeah, Mark Webb ain't got a goddamn thing to do with this film. Yeah, this is their baby, and Sony's rather people can talk shit about Spider-Man 3, didn't like the Amazing Spider-Man, they don't give a fuck. They're going to be behind this 100%, and they're going to have...
Oh, of course. Of course.
I mean, if you don't think the studio's involved in it, what's the first thing you see when that trailer opens up? Sony. You ain't never seen that in the movie before. That's for any Sony movie. You ain't never seen that logo popped up. Saw my black ass smiling in the ass. Next one comes from Aiden. He says, wow, you guys couldn't be more wrong on Jane. I heard about that. She is pretty fucking annoying. because Eva Mendez was a whole lot worse than Jane. What the fuck was she in? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Clearly, you guys can't think Jane is more annoying than that monstrosity in Ghost Rider.
see, we were just speaking in terms of the Marvel Studios films, just those. So now, if you want to go branch off and talk about all comic films, then yeah, Eva Mendez will be up there.
Well, it was funny when you guys answered, I said the question did say superhero films. CJ was like, well, the Marvel films. I was like, yeah. It's like, nigga, you didn't even answer that right.
Shit, they don't know that. Shit. They don't need to know that.
I'll beat you on one better, Eva Mendez. I'll give you Nicole Kidman.
What was that?
Fucking Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. When she had that, she doing that 60s shit, like she was in fucking vaudeville or something.
Man, they did that shit for all, both Batman and Robin Forever. They did that shit with every female in the movie. They all talk like what, they had that 50s.
They had that whispery, airy...
Yeah, they had like this 50s, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. I don't know, just whatever. They were talking like, all of them were talking. I'm just like, that is, what the fuck are they trying to channel right now?
I guess somebody had fan fiction of Marilyn Monroe with Batman or something.
Damn, they was way off. I don't even like Marilyn Monroe, and I can even give her more credit than that shit I saw in Batman Forever. I was like, what is this? Yeah, if I'm going to go Love Interest, I go fucking, I'm going with Nicole Kidman, her brother. So I, even Midday, yeah, that was pretty bad, but she's barely, Nicole Kidman, I didn't like her at all. I thought she was the worst part of that movie, to be honest. You know what? To be honest, though, I didn't like Katie Holmes. I mean, I didn't like fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal either, though.
Oh, man, that poor girl. When you see that second movie, you see those crow feeding on that poor woman. That's all I saw. I just saw the little crow.
To be honest, I don't like any of the Batman love interests.
No.
When they try to put them in these movies, I think they're all annoying.
Yeah, dude, you're right, man. Can't have one good one.
And if you really want to say superhero film, I don't really care for any of the female love interests in any superhero film. I mean, you guys brought up a good point about Captain America. So I thought she was a bad, but I guess that was more of a flirtation than I saw with like love interests where they were like really throwing it at each other that they were gonna fucking make out or something like that.
I can see that.
But everybody else,
they didn't really get rid of her character toward that end. You know, when he was Captain America trying to jump on the plane, and she was like, wait a minute. And then they kiss. I'm like, oh, okay. God damn it. She was fine all the way to that part. So.
That ending is fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. That was the only problem I probably had with that fucking movie, too. I was watching, I was just like, there's no time. Got to land in some ocean. I was like, you know, there's other planes in the back there. You can get out. All
right.
you know you can probably jump out of the plane, hit the ice, and still live.
You jump out of planes in the Avengers, Captain America 1, and you did it in the second one, too. I mean, damn, bro. I mean, man, it's just something about superheroes and planes. And with no powers, they just have problems. I mean, we saw it in Dark Knight Rises, that plane at the end. It's just something about them in planes. It just does not work. I mean, so if you have a plane in your movie and you a superhero, I feel sorry for you, man. That's why Iron Man can fly. He ain't got to worry about that shit.
Hey, he had trouble with the plane, too, for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was Roy Rose. That was the nigga. Nah, but seriously, if you really want to get down, I don't like any of the love interests and pretty much any super. For me, that just, I kind of ignore them when I watch because I don't like some of them, so I try not to hold that as a personal bias of mine. I try not to hold it as a criticism too much.
Right.
But like, and who do you blame? Who do you blame? Do you blame the writers? You know, can you only blame the writers?
I've said this like multiple times. I think I said it in the last year when Dead Man Down came out. I was like, Hollywood just loves sticking a woman in any kind of movie or whatever and just making the main character just fall in love with the motherfucker. Like, that movie could have been a better movie. I actually didn't mind it much. But then when they threw in his love, and I was just like, she is so useless and out of place. Or even for Man of Steel is another one. Lois Lane, great acting on her part, but she felt so out of place in that movie. I was just like, they're all annoying to me. But
yeah, I mean, Emma Watson, she was okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll give Emma Watson that. She was fine. Whatever. It's just that they're, like a lot of people like to say, oh, their chemistry was so great. I found it to be awkward, to be honest. I was just like, this is the most awkward fucking conversation that they have and whatever. It's not even cute, to be honest, because it's like, dude, technically, they're grown-ass adults. So, like, who the fuck still does this, whatever? Like, they don't even talk to you. They're just like, look at them and go, I will give Spider-Man that then, for both series, Emma Watson and Kristen Dunst.
I don't know about that one. Go that far.
The first one, I didn't mind her so much. The third one, she got on my nerves because she was breaking up shit from the first two movies. I was like, bitch, you know he told you this, right?
Right.
What the fuck you signed up for?
You know what, though? I definitely got to blame the writers, though. Just the way I blame writers when you play a video game. What was that game I played?
Metal Gear Solid for an hour.
I know, God, that.
Cash man.
No, but it was that one game, Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they got the black people in it, and the black people, yo, hey, man. Oh. That's a badass cyborg. Woo!
Oh, my God. That was the worst fucking thing.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
go ahead. They could have just got at least in Grand Theft Auto, they got those Negroes right, you know?
At least.
All the women in there are just hoes and bitches, you know?
Yeah. It made no sense. It was like 2054, and it was in the middle of Detroit, and everything was all futuristic and shit. Got this one.
I like that women are getting more movement in these roles and stuff like that for super films and video games and all that. But honestly, if you took them out, I think the movie might be just better that you didn't, or if you just didn't cram them in there to be like, that main character has to fall in love with this girl.
Especially a character like Batman, like, he does not need a love
interest. He doesn't need
right. If there's one superhero that does not need one, it's Batman, you know?
All these writers need to do is they need to tell themselves that they don't understand women, and they probably would never will, so they need to just stop. Just don't even put them, you know?
I see it now, like when I heard you guys talking about Jane last week or whatever, and people asked me, she doesn't annoy you. I was like, she annoys me, but it's one of those things where it's a personal bias of mine that I know that it's movie logic at this point now that they're going to crowbar a woman in there and a love it. They do that in every fucking movie. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you'll see it and you'll just see it and it's like, I guess it's just something I got to accept. I can't keep criticizing it in each review because it's just going to keep coming at me. So it's just something I ignore, but it is annoying that the fact that every fucking character has to find a woman at the end is like, God damn, dude.
That's what the matter with this country. I mean, not even this country. That's what the matter with us now. It's like, you can't even be alone. You know, it's a shame for you to be alone by yourself.
It is.
You know, like, you need to have somebody. Man need to have a woman. A woman need to have a man.
Thank God for the Avengers. They didn't have that shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
And you would think, like Cody said, Batman's the main character. That motherfucker, granted, he slept around a lot of women.
Right.
But he don't stick around with their asses. That's how you know he's black. Well,
that's why you have Joker. Joker comes up and kills him on accident, you know.
You know, oh, Joker killed my girlfriend. Oh, damn. Writers get together to make a Batman film, it's almost as if they like, we're not going to follow Batman logic. We're going to follow film logic. Let's just put some woman in here and shit. I'm just like, you know, Batman's story is deep and great enough where you don't have to have a romance angle thrown in there out of the blue. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, I know a lot of people hate Katie Holmes more. Maggie Gyllenhaal, her role pissed me off more to the simple fact that they put her in harm's way multiple times in the movie. I'm just like, so now she's a damsel in distress for, okay, all right.
And it blew her ass up anyway, so it's all good.
I clapped. I stood and applauded. I was like, I'm so happy about that. That is perfect, whatever. And then you see the third one. He's still bitching about that. I'm like, man, you do realize.
Damn it, Alfred.
You do see Marianne. Alfred's a bitch, too, by the way. But I understand him. I think it was great acting on his part, but he's like, there was a letter. And I'm just like, oh, you bitch, you would tell you that, huh? Because you losing this argument right now, and you just want to... That's what you do. What was that, Cody?
No, I said he had that in his back pocket.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. It's like, oh, I burned this letter, and I proved that you shouldn't show things like this, whatever. That motherfucker got in an argument, Bruce. You know, Master Bruce, you're such a dick that she wrote a letter for you, and she didn't want your ass now.
Basically what he said, yeah.
There was no reason for him to tell that story, and I was just like, as great as that was delivered, I was just like, you know, you didn't have to be a dick, Alfred. Fuck you, Alfred. But whatever, Where we at? Holly, she says, I have a friend that has put over $4,000, into his laptop for gaming purposes. God damn. Given your recent thoughts on PC gaming, guys, what advice would you have for my friend here? He's a dumb motherfucker.
I know, he could have, you could have got that, you could have got at least $2,000 from him. You could have played with his joystick for $2,000. At least.
You know what you could have did? You could have had $1,000 and bought you a PS4 and Xbox One. As a matter of fact, if you wouldn't throw in an extra $400, you could have got a 360 and a PS3 with that as well. And you still would have been under that $4,000. Damn, dude. I mean, I love my gaming, but I don't get that. I'm sorry.
I don't care if I can see the blade of grass in a game that I'm going to play for only 2 hours, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You know, that was somebody's complaint when the new consoles came out on because they played Assassin's Creed on both the One and the PS4, and they were just like, you know, I thought we was at a moment in graphics like when, you know, you see the character get out of the water, and he goes into cinematic mode, and you still see water dripping off him, like, constantly. I can't see that, man. Then this ain't a new generation of game. I was just like,
People give a shit about that? I'm sorry.
I want to see my character get out the water, take his clothes to the dry cleaner, wait for 2 days to get his dry cleaning back, and then put it back on freshly pressed.
And I'm all about realism in my video games, but I don't give a fuck if the nigga is still wet or not when he gets out the water.
I'm just happy that we're not, you know, 60, we're not in the 64. You remember that? We came a long way from 64 PS1.
Hell yeah.
You can actually see a character face.
I can, after playing GTA 5 on the Xbox 360 or whatever and shit, I can never go back to playing Grand Theft Auto 3. I've tried it. I've tried to play it on the PS. I tried it, and I was just looking. I was like, man, I feel like putting the five.
Well, yeah, especially with the game mechanics and all that.
God, yeah, it's so fucking bad. Like, yeah. You know, you talk about these old games, you're like, oh, I love this game. Let me pop in it real quick, hook the PS2 back up real quick, put this in. You look and you go like, damn. Man, Jesus Christ. I don't know. No, I'm not down for that. $4,000, that's a lot of fucking money to be put into a laptop. For game purposes or whatever, and you guys gave a great conversation about that last week too. I actually remember that part of it, at least. Next one comes from Cynthia. He says, just wasn't enough darkness without the legend. Damn, legend. I like that. I hope that Princess Peach pussy was worth it. TPO LOL. What? Fucking CJ, I heard that shit.
His dick is in another castle.
That was on the deleted episode.
Deleted my ass. I heard that.
Don't worry. I didn't put that out there.
Cody's up.
You ain't got no mushroom viruses down there.
Cody's little dick was in another castle. Yeah, I jumped all up and down on that flag. That's the most hippiest fucking video game ever. Like, I replayed that shit when I was out there or whatever, because they had one of those, they had it in the room, actually. It's like one of those plug into the TV thing kind of game things. And I was playing the old Mario and shit. I was just like, man, this is the most hipsterest fucking hippie game I've ever fucking seen. This nigga get flower power, jumps on giant ants and shit like that. I was like... Nigga is a pothead and a hippie first. You can probably see it from that movie, though. She says, anyways, great show, CJ and Cody. You guys should do more together. Also, what the hell was that thing in the X-Men trailer? Was that a sentinel?
Yep, that was a sentinel.
That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
That's that next-gen sentinel.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm glad I wasn't on last week. you guys gave a positive, nice review, but my ass would have just been in background.
We know.
Somebody said when I'm hating already, P1 is like, did you not see that thing that they brought from Real Steel in here? I will say this, though, Cynthia. I'm glad to see the Iron Giant get more work. I mean, it was a great movie, great animated film. Where I'm glad to see that nigga get more sequels or whatever. Vin Diesel should be tweeting about that. Yeah, he has more upcoming projects as well, whatever. He's going to be in more Marvel films. Not just playing a tree, but playing that robot again, and this time he has two lines.
Superman!
Exactly. There you go.
Wrong movie. Wrong.
Close enough. You know you can't understand a word that nigga says. Half the time he probably does be saying that. I bet the next Fast Premium movie he say, Need for Speed. And you're like, what?
you know they probably had to have him take like 10 takes just to get that that one Iron Giant role right.
I still don't get that about the Fast and Furious movie, that he is the biggest star in that movie. He's like the worst actor in the whole movie. I do not get that when he's like, Vin Diesel saved his friend. I was like, what? It's got to be an insult, right? He's super cool, though. He does all these jobs. Like, I don't give a fuck how the man is cool, whatever. His acting is horrible. going to our raid review, Amethyst Chaos, he says, so I guess the standard has been raised.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it has been raised. Amethyst, I would tell you to watch it, but you don't live in L.A., so... So good luck.
Alex, he says, recently heard you were going to do more reviews, P1 with Limited and LA only releases on the last episode you did. Will Cody be joining you in those reviews, or will you be reviewing them solo? Also, how many movies do you and Cody see together? That'd be up to Cody if he wants to join me on these. I recently made a comment saying I'm starting to do more reviews and shit like that. The movies I've seen, that'd be up to Cody if he wants to come to these fucking theaters.
You see, Cody, you see that Jedi mind thing? I told you last week.
Ain't like I'm gonna tell him, man, you got to come with me see this movie. I gotta do a review for whatever and shit. That's why I said I'm probably gonna do it myself. He wants to join, he can go ahead. I mean,
when are you doing a review for the Budapest Hotel?
If you are doing, actually, I did one. And I did another one, but my hard drive crashed.
Damn.
I got in. I didn't finish uploading it, whatever. But good movie. Probably,
okay. Because I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Oh,
right on. Right
not
on.
A fan of Sanderson that much. I hated Moonrise Kingdom, but.
You and me both.
All
of us did.
You and me twice.
Yeah, I thought that movie was stupid, but this one was pretty funny. It's pretty goofy and funny, and I had a good
time. Hey, they got me sold. When you say a man fucking old ladies, I'm saying, I'm dead.
Oh, Ralph Fiennes, dead. Bro, whatever the fuck that nigga called himself, Ray Fiennes, whatever and shit. Man, he just delivers on the comedic lines and shit. His punchlines just hit right away. Like, he's on that shit. I think that was the most best thing of the movie. Also, how many movies do you see? Actually, me and Cody has only seen two together, huh?
This is the second one. First one we saw was Django.
Shit.
Yeah. So what are you guys gonna go see Captain America together, or you already saw it, P1?
I'm gonna go see it again.
I'll be seeing it on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it Thursday again because I'm interested to see it again. I want to see it with the general audience this time and see what they react. Well, actually, I know what they react. I don't know the general audience in the Raid 2 and I saw it. It was much better than the that audience is awesome, dude. That chick at the edge of her seat just like I've never seen that before in a theater. She was just like literally just like easily slipping out of her seat closer and closer to the screen. I was just like, damn, she is into this shit, dude. So I might go see I'm gonna see it again this weekend.
Okay. Well, if you do decide to record, I'll try to see it Friday then.
Okay. Yeah, I already gonna do my. But if you want to do one for the darkness as well, we can.
There we go.
Do that, baby.
Oh yeah. Where am I? Last question I got here. Damn, we've only seen two movies, guys. Django and the Raid. What?
Talk about contrasting movies. God damn.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't go see movies a second time, and my schedule is weird on seeing movies, so I don't want to bother Cody about it. Hey, man, you want to go see this limited release film of Friedberg and Seltzer? Yeah. I can see his response now. Clay! Where'd you go, nigger? That's a comment I got from Deborah Albert. She says, you guys got The Hobbit and now The Raid 2. If this is a start to the darkness doing reviews, then I approve. Will you guys be doing that Justice League War review anytime soon?
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I can watch it if you guys want to do it, because I don't mind.
That's a CJ? I mean, CJ kind of gave a review to me.
Well, yeah, that's true.
For what?
Justice League War?
God damn.
We should have just saved that rant and just recorded that separately, and we'd be like, yeah, there go your review right there.
Shit, we can do it again later. We can record that later and post that up. Especially since there's a new Marvel DVD coming out.
Oh, it came out already.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, the one with they got the Punisher in there. You know I'm all up for it if you got the Punisher. All
right, to the bootleg. I mean, to the purchase of legally.
So yeah, I'm up for a review if you guys are.
Yeah,
probably definitely
watch it because I don't remember a damn thing.
Do you know the movie?
That movie is insulting in so many different levels. Or whatever. You guys talk about Jane and Nicole Kidman and all that. Yeah, check out that Wonder Woman in that movie. Oh my God!
Man, they destroyed that poor Wonder Woman. They took away who she was and that.
man, fuck her. I'm like so way past her costume when people talk about she look like a whore. It's just, y'all need to get her some good dialogue, seriously, and have her lines actually make fucking sense. I mean, shit. Not only does she dress like a whore, but she talk like one, too.
She did, man.
I like ice cream. Thank you, young girl.
Let me lick it like this.
Tastes like blueberries. Like a black man's ball sack.
And she spills it on her, and she just like, damn, man, y'all need
get to get another man.
I seriously need to get Bruce Timm back on that. That'd be a fuck you if he go works for Disney. / Marvel. Whatever. That's all the questions I got now, guys. So
there we go. Well, then, there you go, people. The Darkness Brothers are back from all around the world, the corners of the darkness. Back we had to spread forces. Our darkness around the world. Yes.
Had some rants for you people. got some stuff off my chest, you know?
If you think about it, P1, you went to Italy, I went all the way to Australia. We pretty much covered the world in darkness by flying.
Hell yeah.
So we're almost there.
And Cody's about to be covering the states up in darkness in the next 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, I'll be up in New York. Spreading darkness over there next weekend, so.
Are you going to San Diego this weekend, too, or?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I'm going to say, oh yeah, I want a world tour, man, San Diego, and I got San Francisco next week, and New York after that, so yeah. Fun stuff.
So we going internationally, United States, whatever. It doesn't matter. The darkness must spread. I was listening to a song on the way home today, and I heard the word. It was like, I hear darkness. I was like, what? You can hear the darkness? I said, we got to get him on the show. That's a bad motherfucker right there if he can hear it. Because I only see it. But it feels good to be back on the darkness.
Darkness.
Mm-hmm. I had the best line of the day. Someone told me, you in the darkness. I swear, that's all you say these days. I was like, damn straight, darkness, baby. Darkness, get them darkness pops, baby. Get them in your mouth. Darkness, salty balls coming to a store near you.
Darkio. Well, all righty then, people. That's another episode of the Darkness. We'll be back next week with some more darkness that your dark hearts can handle.
Mm-hmm. So we're out of here. Fuck
until
you,
next
Nick
time, ladies and gents. Yeah, fuck Nick Cannon. Eat a dick. Yeah.
Jiggle low parent ass, nigga. Shit.
Bye.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.